But this Brahmana was refused entry. You cannot enter here. Lord Gauranga has forbidden an outsider. So this particular Brahmana, mortally wounded in his ego, came that day by the Lord, who was just dressing himself after his bath in the Ganga. He was a Brahmana who had done many austerities, and therefore was called a Tejaskara Brahmana. Don't know if you know these Brahmanas. The Brahmanas who have a lot of austerity, they carry tremendous power, and when they take their Brahman thread and pronounce a curse on you while tearing the Brahman thread into two shreds, you can either die by their curse or something more terrible can happen. So this Brahmana came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, I couldn't enter your kirtan. Listen carefully to my curse. You shall be deprived of all samsara happiness. Never will you become happy in your family life. And with this, he took his thread. Maybe I shouldn't break it. Maybe there's some of you who want some samsara happiness. He broke it. And he threw the thread before the feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the thread, respectfully touched with it his head, and said, I accept. The Brahmana composed himself. He had just pronounced a curse on a being who was superior to him. If you curse someone who is more exalted than you, you will lose all your tejas. And he felt all his strength leaving him. He could only pay his obeisances to Gauranga and said, please forgive me. Gauranga smiled and said, you were only an instrument, not the doer. I will tell you now about the scandal, but first we must arm ourselves with chanting nicely the Lord's name, because it will get really dramatic now. Deeper, deeper. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Let me tell you how Mahaprabhu's Sannyas Leela continued to reveal itself more and more. You all have heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya for the formal ceremonies of Shraddha, where he gave benefit to his deceased father Jagannath Mishra. In Gaya he received the sacred mantra and initiation from his guru Ishvara Puri, and after he returned he was a transformed man. Those who know of Mahaprabhu's Leela knew what happened. As he traveled towards Navadvip, he came to a place at the Ganga from where he looked over the Ganga. It was a few kilometers broad. And as he looked, he saw on the other side a rock, and felt pulled there. All alone, without telling anyone, he crossed Mother Ganga by swimming, climbed the rock, and entered the forest of that little place which is known as Kanai Natashala. And there, under a tree, he saw the Lord of his heart. His complexion was dark as a fresh storm cloud, pregnant with water. His eyes were elongated and reached to his ears, and on his bimba fruit lips he took a flute and started to play. Gauranga Mahaprabhu felt drawn to this personality and ran to embrace him. But Lord Krishna disappeared into the forest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to run and find the Lord of his heart. And he saw him. He saw the Lord with his flesh golden like dhoti and his pitambara. And again he wanted to embrace him, but as he came close, the Lord disappeared and all of a sudden was behind him. He ran to catch him, but the Lord smiled. And as he smiled, he retreated back into the forest and disappeared. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was inconsolable. He crossed again the river Ganga and silently went with his company to Navadvip. He greeted his mother, but something was different in him. He greeted the people, but they all felt something is different in him. What happened in Gaya and what happened afterwards? Then he said to the devotees, tomorrow I will speak. Here I cannot speak. Tomorrow I will come to the bank of the Ganga in Shuklambara's house. There I will tell you what pains my heart. The next morning, the devotees had gathered under that Kalpa Briksha tree, which gave an unending amount of flowers, which they took for their pujas of Chalagram, etc. And Srivas Pandit was there and said, "Did you see Nimai of Navadvip? He was so different. I think our family of devotees has increased, and the new member is him." The news spread amongst the devotees that Nimai Pandit would talk what happened in Gaya and what made him change. Many came to the house of Shuklambara, and they saw, when they were looking towards Navadvip, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But he was stumbling, he was crying, he was falling down as he approached the house of Shuklambara. And then when he sat down in the house, he began to speak. "My dear devotees, I saw Lord Krishna in Kanai Natashala, but then he disappeared." "Now I can only cry." And he cried, and it looked as if Mother Ganga had appeared in his eyes. "My dear devotees, for 6 hours, not 1 hour, not 2 hours, 6 long hours, he just cried. And all the devotees who sat around him also cried. From where did this water come? No one knows. So once, I want to tell you now about this scandal about which everyone in Navadvip started to talk. Something happened which led to the Lord's taking sannyas. Please listen carefully. You will need to listen to understand what was the actual background of this scandal so that you are not in illusion like Krishna Ananda Agama Bhagisha was. Listen carefully. One day, Mahaprabhu said in Navadvip amongst his students, and all of a sudden he changed the subject matter. He said, the gopis severed all the family ties. They broke with family tradition and followed the sound of the flute into the forest of Vrindavan, where they danced with Krishna. They sacrificed everything to give their love to the Lord. But then Krishna abandoned them and left for Mathura. He didn't return. He only sent one time a messenger. These gopis are the real people. And Mahaprabhu started to chant, gopi, gopi, don't do it. Gopi, 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 gopi. Krishna Nananda Agama Babisha. I don't even want to know his name correctly, his last name. Let us forget that name. He's a rascal. Yes, he posed as a scholar. The best of scholars. He was a tantric. You know what that is? A shaman, a magician. But a scholar of that kind. And he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting gopi gopi and he intruded. He said, what are you chanting? The Vedas say, chant Krishna's name. This is how you get piety. How can you get piety by chanting the names of some village woman? Gopi. Gopi means cowherd girl. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at that scholar and he exploded. Krishna is a rogue. Don't you know how unfairly he killed Vali? And how he left those who loved him the most? I will not chant the names of Krishna. Anyone who is on the side of this Krishna is also a rogue. Don't tell me I should chant the name of Krishna. And he picked up a stick and began to run after that scholar. The scholar ran very fast on that day. Panting, he came to his other people and he said, this Nima is too much. He was threatening me and he wanted to hit me. Ram, Ram, impossible. I just told him a good advice, chant Krishna's name. And what did he do? He almost killed me. Let us all band together and let us come together to Nima and give him a good bashing. Nimai bashing. Otherwise, we will not stop him. Calm down, calm down. Next time he again gets into the mood, we will come and do Nimai bashing, said the other scholars. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the meantime, came back to his external consciousness and he said, I'm sorry, did I say something unusual? Or did I behave unusual? Yes, said the students. You almost hit the best of the scholars. Krishnananda, who told you you should chant Krishna's name and not the gopi's name? Nimai became very thoughtful. Said, oh no, what has happened? I came to distribute a medicine, but instead the disease of the people has increased. I incarnated to deliver the people, but instead I am in the process of destroying them. What if they turn against their savior? I will change my ways. What is the meaning of this? Nitai said, what have you said? Well, have you heard the news? A group of people is planning to attack me. But before this happened, I will change my ways. Nitai knew what that meant. Don't do it! Don't do it! Don't do it! Your mother Sachi had given birth to 8 daughters before you came to her. All these 8 daughters died. Your mother's husband has left for Vaikuntha. Your elderly brother Vishwarup has done it. Don't do it. If you do it, your mother will die and all your bhaktas will follow them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Mukunda and then to Gadadhar. Gadadhar, I can't remain here any longer. I want to go. I want to leave all this. I want to search for Krishna. I want to discard my Brahmin thread and shave my head. I want to roam from place to place to find Krishna. Gadadhar said, don't do it. Is it pious to become the killer of your own mother? A little later, Keshava Bharati arrived in Navadvip by the Lord's arrangement. He was the best of the sannyasis, effulgent, because Krishna resided in his heart. Mother Sachi at that time was 67 years of age. She had one particular habit. She would always invite every sannyasi and cook for him. Sometimes she had hosted the great Madhavendra Puri. When Keshava Bharati, the lion of the sannyasis, entered Navadvip, Mother Sachi saw him. And in the way only a mother knows, she knew Keshava Bharati would destroy all her happiness. She didn't invite Keshava Bharati, but said, I had a great ambition to happily reside in Navadvip. Then death came in the form of Keshava Bharati. A little later there was a knocking at the door of Sachi's house. She said to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I request you, don't go to the door. Don't open the door. I feel who is there before the door. Gauranga said, Mother, it will be someone who begs for alms. We are grihastas. We have to serve the sannyasis. He went. He opened the door. And he smiled. Keshava Bharati was there at the door. The Lord smiled at him and nodded his head. And then he gave some grains to Keshava Bharati. Here, best of the sannyasis, cook your meal for these grains. I cannot invite you to this house, but I will give you these alms, and later I will give you more alms. Then the night came. But before the night comes, let us sing one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
It was a little bit after that visit the Lord had left his home like he did every day while he was in Navadvip, and he had gone to the banks of the river Ganga, where he met with his devotees. On that night, my dear devotees, or better, on that evening, something special happened. Usually the group was not so big, but on that evening everyone, even those who had previously talked bad about Nimai Pandit, had come to the banks of the river Ganga. Even the offenders, the Pashandis, the atheists, the foul-mouthed people of Navadvip, came to the Lord, and they came with garlands. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received those garlands and did some. There were so many garlands that evening. He garlanded everyone who came. And as he sat there and put the garland around all those who had arrived, he said, Bhajo Krishna, serve Krishna, sing his names day in and day out, only talk about Krishna. This will be good for you. If you care for me, follow this order. And yet, by garlanding everyone, giving them a commission to chant purely the holy name. This is what Gauranga did on that evening. Why? You will soon hear. I don't know if you want to hear why. It is very, very... Then came Kolavecha Shrita, the Lord's great devotee. He had picked a squash from his roof of his little cottage and said, here for you. Gauranga had taken that squash silently. After some time he had gone home, and on the way he said, "How can I ever leave someone like Kolavecha Sridhar?" He had given the squash to Mother Sachi. "Please cook this with milk and serve it." Mother Sachi silently took the squash. Like every mother, she knew what was happening. She cried when she brought the squash. Gauranga said, "My dear mother, you may continue to think that I am living at your home. Your favorite service for me is cooking. I promise I will continue to eat whatever you cook for me." Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu had retired into the bedroom. Vishnupriya saw him, and like a wife knows what is in the heart of the husband, she also knew, and she fainted. Gauranga Mahaprabhu picked her with four hands. He took his four-handed Vishnu form and said, "Do not worry. I will be with you always. Give me the permission." And for a moment, Vishnupriya's wife mood, Kantabhava it's called, where she thought of the Lord as her wife, was covered. She could see, this is the Lord, his four hands. And he said, Tatastu, may it be, may it be. My dear devotees, I don't know how sensitive all of you are. I know that they are the best of sensitive people by you. Do you know what is hanging in the air? The Lord will leave his mother, his wife, all his bhaktas. Do you know why he wants to leave? Do you know why he has arranged this? My dear devotees, he has done this for you. He has said, "I am leaving the small world for the wider, the bigger world. I want to search Krishna and give Krishna to everyone, including the Londoners." Hare Krishna. This is a new interpretation. Don't speculate, Sachina. That's wrong. Then Mahaprabhu went and took rest. Vishnupriya massaged his feet like always and fell asleep. And then in the last wake of the night, Mahaprabhu went up. His wife was resting. He left the room and he came to the gate of the house. There, dressed in white, he saw his own mother, Sachi Devi. Mahaprabhu saw her, circumambulated her three times and said, "Mother, I will always be with you. When you call my name, I will be right there. We are always connected. And my name will always be celebrated as the son of Mother Sachi. Even someone who has no pious credits, who says that name is Sachi Nandan, he will be released from all troubles." Then the Lord left. It was cold. It was in January, February. Oh, it was so cold. He went to that place in the Ganga, which is known at the banks of the Ganga, which is known even today by the name Nir Doya. This means no mercy. He plunged into the cold waters of the Ganga and he swam across the Ganga, never to return. When in the morning the devotees found Mother Sachi at the gate of the house, she had not moved an inch. Mother Sachi said, "You take this house, you are all devotees of the Lord. My life has left me." Then some devotees began to become worried. They talked, and soon the news spread. Gauranga Mahaprabhu has left Navadvip. He has crossed the Ganga to take sannyas. Do you know what sannyas means in the old time? The man leaves his village. He looks one time around. He takes his stick. And then he just draws a line between himself and the village. This line he will never ever cross again. He will not return to the village. Hare Krishna. The bhaktas were dumbfounded, totally. They said, "We will go in the Ganga and drown ourselves. Only Advaita Acharya can keep us from this." Advaita Acharya heard this and said, "I will not keep you from drowning. I will come along, I will lead you, and I will drown myself first." So all the devotees left Navadvip, going to the Ganga to drown themselves. They were not good swimmers. Only in the last minute, they heard a voice from the sky. It was the voice of the Lord. "Don't do this. Don't drown yourself. You will see me again in Shantipur at the house of Advaita Acharya. For now, return home and chant." My dear devotees, I will not tell you about the sannyas lila. For this, we will have to, I told you about what led to it, but the actual sannyas lila and what happened to the barber who did the shaving, and what happened to Keshava Bharati, who became mad with love of God, and what happened with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I just can't tell you this today, because your hearts would break. You are meant to come to the temple to become enlivened, not to that some German comes and breaks your heart. This is not good. That was the materialistic vision. My dear devotees, the spiritual vision is, let our hearts be moved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us allow that our hearts show tender emotions for the Lord and His Leela. This feelings towards Lord Chaitanya will heal us from all misplaced emotions of attachment. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the source of absolute bliss. And when we hear about him, it is good for us. He went to Puri after he took sannyas, and there he opened the Kirtan Mandala, the great ring of the Kirtan, about which you will hear when you come to the Kirtan retreat in Leicester. He cried ecstatic tears of love during the chanting of the holy name, which sprayed everyone like a syringe sprays you when it is emptied on your coat, on your dress. Mahaprabhu's eyes never stopped crying. Every day he went to Lord Jagannath, and his eyes were like bumblebees. Every day he felt emotions of Krishna consciousness crush on the shore of his consciousness, like the waves of Puri crush onto the beach. You must have seen and heard. His tears were the ornaments on his face. He looked more charming than millions of Kama Devas, more purifying even than Mother Ganga. To look at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt very cooling to the heat of material consciousness. You felt as if the moon rays were bathing you. Lord Chaitanya looked sweeter than immortal nectar. And he is as generous as the wish-fulfilling Kalpa Vriksha, who gives you everything you asked for. Let us chant for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pleasure. Let us think about this Leela. Let us contemplate how he took sannyas in order to bless all of us.